So as we took communion this morning, we read the verse in Romans 5, 6, where it says that while we were still helpless, we could do nothing to save ourselves. And, you know, one of the things that I think is one of the greatest lies that keeps people from God is that they seem to think they must get themselves sorted out in some way to come to the Lord. And it really is the exact opposite. You could try and try and try for forever to sort yourself out and make yourself ready to come to God. You'll never get there. You'll never get there. And this is what it says in John chapter 3, verse 14 and 15. As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, and we'll have a think about what that meant. When Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so, Jesus says, must the Son of Man, that's Jesus himself, be lifted up as he was on the cross, so that whoever believes in him will have eternal life. So what does it mean as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness? That sounds strange, doesn't it? But what happened in Numbers 21 is where you can read it, is that while the people of Israel were traveling through the wilderness on the way to the promised land, there was a time where poisonous snakes came in among them, in the group of them, and many people were bitten by these snakes. And Moses prayed and cried out on behalf of the people, and God told him to make a bronze serpent and to lift it up. And he said that the people who had been bitten only needed to look at this bronze serpent and they would be healed. You see, they'd been bitten by snakes. They were poisoned. They weren't able to do anything for themselves. They were maybe totally unable to move, but they just needed to look at what Moses held up. And that was kind of like a precursor to what would happen, where Jesus would be lifted up upon the cross. And we just need to look to him. You don't need to work anything out. You don't need to get yourself sorted out. You don't need to do this, that, or the next step. You just need to look to Jesus in faith and recognize that you need his help to save you. And as you look to him, so it says, the one who believes in him will have eternal life. It's as simple as that. And I just want to say to anyone today, if you've never come to faith, a real personal faith in Jesus, that's all that's needed today, is to see him. As we've lifted him up through communion this morning, as we lift up Jesus, the one who died on the cross for you, the one who's now risen from the dead, you just need to look to him. You just need to believe in him. That's all that's required. And then he'd come in, make his home with you, and make all the difference in your life. And so we're saved through the grace of God by faith. And, you know, we just got to continue in that simple way. Living the life that Jesus calls us to is not complicated. It's not complicated. It's not difficult. It's a life of faith. A life of faith. We come to him in faith and we go on in faith. And you know, sometimes people can believe God for forgiveness. They can believe God for that part, but then they try and work it out themselves. And that happened often in New Testament times. You know, the whole book of Galatians was written to them because the church there, they'd started by believing in the grace of Jesus, by believing in faith, but then they tried to go back to keeping the law, doing it their own way. And you know, as Christians, we can fall back into that as well, back into our own self-efforts. You're saved by grace. You're forgiven by grace through faith. You're also sanctified by faith. You're healed by faith. You're provided for by faith. Everything we receive from God is by faith. There was a man called Jairus that he went to see Jesus because the little girl of 12 years old was dying. Read over in Mark chapter 5. And he comes and seeks Jesus out, but before Jesus gets to go with him to his house, he gets news from messengers that his little girl has died. The worst news that he could possibly hear. And it says, verse 36 of Mark 5, but Jesus, overhearing what was being spoken, said to the official, do not be afraid any longer, only believe. Only believe. Now, the thing about this man, Jairus, was he came to Jesus. He actually came believing. He came in faith. He came in faith that Jesus could heal his daughter. But you see, something happens when the report comes from the messengers from his house that the girl has died. It's a total game changer for him. It's one thing to believe for healing. It's quite something else to believe for a raising from the dead, isn't it? I don't know how you would be. I don't know how I would be. If somebody comes for prayer and they've got a sore head, you know, we might have faith that I'm going to pray for this headache and I'm going to believe to see healing. But, you know, if you've got a dead body in front of you, where's the faith then to raise them from the dead? It takes a different measure, doesn't it? And yet, in one sense, it's the same thing. Because it's not faith in our faith. It's not faith in our ability. It's not faith in anything about us. It's faith in Jesus. And so when Jesus says to Jairus, only believe, he's not like kind of rebuking the guy for lack of faith. He's really saying, you believed that I could heal your daughter or you would not have come to me in the first place. So just keep believing. Believe for the next thing. Believe for the greater thing. And I want to encourage you in your own life, you know, you've believed God maybe for something. Believe him for the next thing. Believe him for the greater thing. I want to encourage you as a church, as we prepare to move on, I want to encourage you to be a people who grow in faith. It was just, you know, really interesting to see the interviews with people, the little snippets, and really well done video. Well done to the guys who made that, Rachel and whoever else helped. And all of you that spoke on it. I don't know how you felt seeing yourself on the screen this morning. Anybody feel embarrassed when you saw you coming up? And you know, the two words I heard over and over again were family and community. Family and community. And it's wonderful to hear that, wonderful to hear the sense of folk feeling that they belong, feeling that they are accepted. And family and community are such important things, but they're not just for the sake of themselves. It's meant to go somewhere as well. It's about sharing that with other people. And yeah, be that family that's there for one another, that loves one another. But also be a family of something. You're not just an ordinary family. You're a family of faith. You're a community of faith. And it's faith in Jesus that is the key thing about us. And let me encourage you as a church to move from what you've believed for in the past to believe for the greater thing that God has for you. And yeah, things are going to be different. Of course, things will be different. But God doesn't take you backwards. He takes you forwards. And there's greater things to come for you as a church. There's greater things to come in this place. There's greater salvations to come. There's greater miracles to come. And you know, sometimes I've found this a lot of times in ministry over the years. Sometimes when those in leadership get out the way a little bit, some amazing things happen. I found that with me. Sometimes when I've got out the way, when I've not been there, some amazing things happen. Because God wants to show every one of you that not only you're precious to him, but he actually wants to work through you. He wants you as what we might just call ourselves ordinary believers, but he wants us doing extraordinary things through the power of his Spirit at work in you. So let me just challenge you today with this. What have you believed for God for up to now? What is he saying to you? Now keep believing. Go on and believe for something greater. And I want to just pray that for you. And I want to just pray for anyone today who just needs to look to the cross of Jesus today and find that wonderful salvation that Jesus has for you. So let's pray. Father, I thank you for every single person, each precious child, each precious soul in this place today. Father, I want to pray for and pray with right now for any who would agree with me in prayer who've never taking that step of faith of saying, Jesus, I need you to forgive my sins. I need you to come into my life. And no matter what you've been waiting for, just at the right time, Jesus died for you. And today is the right time. Today is the day of salvation. And I bless you today to have faith to look to the cross, to see Jesus lifted up, to turn your eyes to him and believe in him and receive him as your Savior and Lord. And Father, I pray for each one here and for this church. I thank you for their love for one another. I thank you for their faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. I pray that you will stretch that faith even further. For that which they have believed for, they will believe for greater things. That they would know that everything is possible for those who believe in Jesus. And so I bless your people here today, Lord, to know you and to grow in you, and to continue to walk daily in the simple faith that Jesus is Lord and that he is able. We bless you. We bless you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Ian, are you okay to come and